This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
Sounds to me like this is not going to be like Giselle or the Nutcracker.
No. So it's going to be a mix of jazz, some contemporary, a lot of modern dance. We're primarily, even though most of our classes circle around ballet, as far as choreography goes, we're more contemporary and modern.
Mm-hmm. The annual Wilmington Dance Festival is on stage at Keenan Auditorium next Friday and Saturday, April 6th and 7th. This is the fourth year the Dance Cooperative has gathered choreographers and dancers to create an eclectic collection of movement and sound.
I'm Sue Meyer. I'm one of the teachers and choreographers and right now the teacher liaison at the Dance Cooperative.
I'm Rachel Goolsby, and I've been with the Dance Co-op 12 years.
What is the Wilmington Dance Festival?
It's a collection of dances from all different choreographers. So the Dance Cooperative is this amazing family of people where we audition the dancers and then all the choreographers come and they watch and they say, oh, can you be in my piece? Can you be in my piece? And then we collaborate together. So we share a lot of the dancers. It is truly a cooperative.
For this year's show, there are 9 choreographers presenting 10 pieces and about 30 dancers performing them. A lot of variety, they say.
We do have variety.
Tell me about the variety.
So. Great. There's 4 pieces where we have been collaborating with Joel Van Fuller, and he's been doing a lot of research on environmental change and mermaids. And I had done this piece back in 2011. Kate Mulstein is doing kind of the ending of the whole thing. So my piece represents the beginning. Hers is the ending. Nancy Carson is doing a piece that's sort of right before, like, what if the ending? And so you'll have to come to see what the surprise ending is.
And then we have a piece that's dealing with suicide. There's more to the story.
And a beautiful piece.
It's a beautiful
too.
Piece.
Really
that's
well
done by Nicole Dallier. And Tracy Varga, she'll be presenting a new work, kind of dealing with feelings from the current political situation and finding calm within. Eliona Suslova Amato, she does really intense physical pieces, and it's showing a whole new light of her wonderful work because it's very, very comical.
It's
amazing.
It is.
She's
so
amazing.
Well done.
I will be doing 2 comical pieces. One is about Twerkians arriving from Terpsichore. Yes, I did say Twerkians.
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 This piece is great too.
Okay,
I'm looking
she's stumped
to that
by the
scene.
Twerkians.
Can we go back to the Twerkians?
Sure.
I did want to ask one thing. Are the mermaids in danger?
I mean, yeah. We're all endangered with the quality of our environment right now.
I haven't seen a mermaid in a long time.
Come to the show.
You'll see them there.
That's Sue Meyer and Rachel Goolsby, choreographers and dancers from the Dance Cooperative's Wilmington Dance Festival. All 10 pieces are performed on next Friday and Saturday nights, April 6th and 7th at Keenan Auditorium. I'm Gina Gamboni. You can find this and other communiques at whqr.org.